Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Hey, Journey Church, this is Rob, and I just wanted to welcome you to another Journey Now podcast. So like many of y'all, we are all adjusting to our new normal. Most of us are working from home, and we may find ourselves with a lot more time on our hands. For me, I've been working from a computer daily, and it's left me pretty restless. I've spent most of my weekends getting home projects done that I've put off for weeks or months. This weekend alone, I spent way too much money and way too much time just trying to get things done. And I'm not alone. Most of my friends are also doing projects during their time off. And a quick run to the hardware store highlights just how many people are doing things in this season. Just the other day, my friend said the line to get in the Home Depot was around the building. I mean, you would have thought it was like Costco. So what is it about this time that prompts so many of us to be doing things? For some of us, it's really simple. I now have the time to get these projects done, so I'm going to do them. But for others, maybe it's about something completely different. Maybe it's about control. You see, doing makes us feel like we are in control. This weekend, I built a table for my grill, and I got to plan, gather materials, and build all of it until completion. I was in control. And once done, I had the feeling of accomplishment knowing I did that. And if you're like me, during this time of sickness, death, job loss, and fear, you want to feel both in control and accomplished. Well, this week I was reading, and I came across the passage in Psalm 46:10. And it simply says, "Be still and know that I am God." I thought, okay, God, you have my attention. This passage was so short and so simple, and it completely wrecked me. You see, I've been trying so hard to control and manage what the season looks like. And what he's asking of me is to quiet my soul and reflect on the truth that God is ultimately in control. I don't have to do anything. Rather than trying to distract myself with the things I can do, what he's inviting me and us into is the stillness and peace that God is God. That he's got me and he's ultimately got us. So if you've been like me and have consumed your time with doing, may we all just pause. Instead of looking at all the things we can control and get done, maybe this week, we practice stillness and reflection. That we know we don't have to do anything. That God is present and his Son accomplished all of it through the cross. May we be still and know that he is God. This week is Holy Week, and we are prepping for Easter. And if you read the news, it also happens to be one of the potentially most difficult weeks for our nation. So with that, I want to leave you with a prayer as we prep for Easter. It says, "Christ our God, your love is poured out in death for our sakes. Hold us in your embrace as we wait for Easter's dawn. Comfort us with the promise that no power on earth, not even death itself, can separate us from your love. And strengthen us to wait until you are revealed to us in all your risen glory. Amen."